Blog Talk Radio.
He's feeling out. Honorable listening audience, we're listening to another edition of Religion Means Alive. I'm absolutely astounded and happy for your presence today. And to our Muslim audience, Eid Mubarak, which means the blessed Eid of the return happiness and joy,
yes,
to our Christian and Jewish and non-faith people. I want everybody to be aware that this program is open and really is first and foremost was designed for people who are not of the community of Imam W.D. Muhammad. I repeat, it was designed to reach out to make up for 33 years that we've been locked up in a circle that our families, our grandparents prayed for. God, Lord, will the circle be unbroken? I'm thankful to Almighty God that Religion Means Alive is a part of that process to take the teaching of Imam W.D. Muhammad, which was meant firstly for African-American people, the descendants of slaves,
right,
also for those who came out of the Nation of Islam, and that includes millions of African-Americans who never joined the Nation of Islam. They're more, the people who didn't join us are more affected by the good and the bad of the Nation of Islam. And I'm joined by two outstanding supporters, and I should say followers, of first, the Nation of Islam, secondly, the follower of the greatest leader that has walked the shores of North America.
Yes, sir.
And the wisest interpreter of religion that ever been on earth. Now, I want you all to know that I'm not speaking without knowledge.
Right.
I don't have time to even go into it, but just trust me on this one. I repeat, the greatest leader that ever walked the shores of North America, the greatest interpreter of religion that ever walked on the globe. Because you know what? Let me just share this with you. God says in the last days, he would give us a double portion of his mercy.
Right.
Well, he gave us religious scriptures, but we didn't have any understanding until this day and time that an ex-slave was able to take the seals off the book and tell us what the book is. And the prophets got the scriptures. They know it. They trusted it. They believed it. They read it. They practiced it. But they did not have the understanding because man was not sophisticated, and God situated a man among a people who had been totally deprived of the knowledge of themselves, knowledge of God, and God was able to teach them completely. I heard an ignorant, and you're all sorry, I'm going to take the privilege of being the host of this program to teach for about a few minutes.
Go right ahead, brother, man. Go right ahead.
I was at a masjid today, and a very ignorant, rebellious leader got up to give the khutbah for the Jummah. I'm thankful to Almighty God I missed the Jummah, the Eid khutbah, because I knew that was not but an exchange of ignorance. But this man proceeded to tell us that we should follow. He said, there ain't going to be no leader. And, you know, I know he was addressing me because I was in the audience. That's why most of the time I don't go around them. So they'll have at least give the people some knowledge and stop wasting that time on me. But anyway, he said that we will follow Allah. Now, no human being follows Allah. Allah, it's not appropriate for Allah to speak directly to anybody. He doesn't even speak to the prophet without the agency of an angel. So why would he lead people direct? He used prophets, messengers, imams to lead people,
yeah,
and they serve as the model. But anyway, this ignorant man advocating no leadership, meanwhile he's offering himself as a leader, along with his other ignorant people. He wants to start a state convention of people in New Jersey, which is nothing wrong with it. But, you know, he didn't have any explanation of anything. Calls himself following the leadership of Imam W.D. Muhammad. And this man, when Imam Muhammad was here, he wasn't even loyal to him. So I know he wasn't. I just listened. I said, oh, my God, I have to waste my time. And those of you who missed the Eids in some of these cities, you ain't missed nothing. That's, thank God, celebrate today that you're alive and sane because you really didn't miss anything because most of these places didn't tell you anything about what the Eid means. Now, even for our non-Muslim audience, we always have to understand, on this program in particular, we never want to speak above the head of the people. You know, 98% of the Muslim audience, they don't know what we're talking about. And this audience of the African-American and the public are generally ignorant of religion, period. And they're certainly ignorant of Islam. So I'm going to tell you that the Eid, the two Eids, these are like your Christian, let's give you the analogy closely. Because when we talk religion, we need to talk about similitudes.
Right, really, man.
I'm going to talk about the non-heavenly religion. The non-heavenly religion, the Hindu people have a celebration coming up at the end of the month called Diwali. Diwali. It's a celebration of lights or the enlightenment. In fact, Christmas came from the lights. Because really, in religious language, Christ just means an enlightened person. Same thing in Sanskrit for Krishna. Lord Krishna, Lord Jesus Christ, means the same thing. It's not talking about him being God, but it's talking about an enlightened person. But we're not so much for the metaphysics, but trust me, we're moving quickly through this material. To go right quickly, said the Eid Fatir means that we come to our human nature, and after 30 days of fasting during Ramadan, chaining the animal life. See, a human being comes into the world, he's essentially a little bit above the animal. Now, this is not Darwin's theory. We did not descend it from monkeys or any of those kind of things. That's not our belief as Muslims. Religious people don't even believe in that. Darwin just came up with a theory, and theories are just like many theories. You can have a theory, I can have a theory. It doesn't mean it's right. It's not scientific. It's just something we start. But giving it to you straight. Once we have control our animal passions, what drives animals to kill each other is over females and over sex. We control that for 30 days. What kill people for is the need to eat. We this food, and as human beings, the knowledge we get, we want to be enlightened by God and not by anybody else. So even when we see knowledge in the world, we want to see it through the eyes of divine revelation. So that's
right.
After 30 days, then we control ourselves. But the greatest Eid, which is the Eid Adha, is to come into what Abraham came into. He came into a scientific, universal mind.
Right, brother. Now.
And now the ninth day, Hajj, God says, well, Jemna, Shu, Ibn, Kabilah lead to Arafat. Now, you all give me about 5 minutes. I got to get this to you. The Muslim world have missed Arafat. They don't even know what it means. Because all they do is give the people a bunch of spiritual exercises. And the ninth day should be a day, just like the Supreme Court is, 9 days, 9 justices, that they come up down with universal principles. The ninth day should be a day where we should have a convention of Muslims from all over the world how to solve problems. They don't do that. All they do is spend that time in dua and in spiritual exercises.
Right, brother, man.
And they turn it into a spiritual convention. Unlike what the monkeys do one day a year, where they all get up on a mountain and beat their chests. That's what the Muslim world has turned into. And you African-American Muslims that go to Hajj and go to Hajj without Imam Muhammad's understanding, you just went to Saudi Arabia. All you can say is you walked around in the sacred precinct as a spiritual tourist. You haven't understood anything. I went to Hajj in 1978, and I really didn't go to Hajj until I came back and heard Imam Muhammad teach on Hajj. We're going to give you a little bit of the Hajj message Sunday because we're going to be talking about government. But we're not talking about government in a political sense. We're talking about how man should govern his social life everywhere, right, in your home, in your neighborhood, in your town, in your nation, in your community. So Arafat means to be reconnected. And in Hajj, on Hajj or in Hajj, whatever, we start from our left because we were once one people. God says, as it was in the beginning, so it shall it be in the end. And it says, You were made from one soul. Nephson, the self of the soul, while he did. One soul. Again, I was thinking, I love how Brother Bill Muhammad teach Arabic. We don't want to teach Arabic. We want to teach people how, what it literally means. Because all these so-called Sheikhologists, they don't have an understanding of the nuance of Arabic. Only one man got it. And he had the nuance of the Quran. Dr. Akbar Muhammad is one of the greatest Arabic speakers in the world. And he has about a first grade education in Quran. But his brother, Imam W.D. Muhammad, didn't claim, nor did he desire, to master the Arabic language. But God blessed him to master the Quran. And there's a word in the Quran, Allah, I think it's wasiya, which means an echo. What means, some translators give it to us, that God will send to you every people he will raise up for you, a person who had this kind of knowledge, understanding, or we could say a dispensation. Dispensation in the sense that for probably the next 1,000 years, the teachers of Imam Muhammad will be explored and looked at. And we'll go back to the reference book and say, this is how, what Imam Muhammad said about Salat. This is what Imam Muhammad said about this. And this is how we will use this to apply this to education. This is how the businessman will get his new management systems from Imam Muhammad. The whole world of knowledge, the Rabbil Alameen, will be evolved from the teachings of Imam W.D. Muhammad. So why did God choose him? Because he was in the worst situation of any people on the face of the planet Earth. And it wouldn't have been just of God. No, it wouldn't have been God's justice if he didn't bring us in, not as students, not just as Muslims, but he had to bring us and take us and put us in the minbar, or in the language of the Christians, right up to the pulpit, and made us the world teachers. That would have been just to make us a student. If God had just brought us in and made us Muslims, that would have been nothing. God is my witness. I'd rather stayed in the church. And hoop and holler. Yes. And don't think of those Christian people. Well, they believe that God, they may misconceive God as we Muslims believe. We know we have the proper understanding of God. I ain't putting my Christian down. But if you sincere and you still miss the mark, God's going to reward you. So I would have much rather have been in that situation, in my own environment, than have come into El Islam as a second-class citizen.
Right.
And you Negroes walk around with these dresses on, Kool-Aid in your beards. I love you, brother. And I'm telling you, I'm talking to you because I love you. Some of you will do more to help me than some of my own supporters. I love you, so I know some of you may be listening. I don't want you to think I'm putting you down. But I'm just your big brother in the hospital that is trying to get the needle and your arm to give you a shot of anti-cancer medicine. So I ain't trying to be bigger than you. But I can tell you that if you really want to be healed and you want your children to be healed, I would come to Dr. Warthin Muhammad and take his prescription.
Yes.
And I'll tell you what God says in the Quran about that prescription. God says in the Arabic, Zalika, this is Zalika Kitabullah Raibafi, Kitab the book. Lad, no. Raiba, doubt be in it. All right, you got a good heart, you sincere, you good Sunday school lady, you good Christian, you're a good upright man working in your job, you ain't got designed to be a crook, you don't want to deceive nobody. Pick this book up that Imam Muhammad is teaching from, the Quran, his understanding of the Quran, you will be second to nobody on the face of the earth, and you will be black just like I was today. I've never been so happy today. Last night, Allah my witness, I just went up and got on the floor and just made sajda. I said, oh my Lord, I said, so thank you for what you have given us.
Yes.
I thank you, oh Allah, for blessing us with people like Brother Imam Mubashir Akhtar. Who I didn't, and Brother Bill Muhammad, I didn't even have to ask them, come and help me do this work. They ran. I seen in our spirit. I ain't looking to hunt down people and recruit people. See, Imam Muhammad didn't run down and look for me. I ran to him.
Right, brother man.
Hey, I had my clothes soiled. My brain was soiled. My spirit was soiled. But my heart was pure. My conduct wasn't even good. My morals wasn't even good. And I was just like that lady, the sinner that ran up to Jesus. And she said, if I could just touch the hem of his garment, I could be made whole.
Right.
And I said, Brother Imam, I just want to work with you. I'm sick. I'm ill. I suffer from urban leprosy. And unlike most of you, he didn't even look at me. You know why he didn't look at me? Because he didn't want to embarrass me. He know in my heart of heart I was a good, decent human being. So I love brothers like the Imam Bill. I love brothers like Imam, and I called him Imam, and it's just the spirit that hit me to call you Imam. When I look to Atlanta, Brother Imam Bill, I'm sorry. I hate to tell you this. I got to look to you.
Right.
And I know
Imam.
The leaders of Atlanta, and I
right.
love them.
Right.
And you know that, Brother Bill, you know that the leaders there know me. Their eyes lighten up if you mention my name to them. They love me. I love them.
Right.
But I couldn't follow them across the street. I don't even know whether I would follow them to get a bowl of bean soup. They told me a good bowl of bean soup, I would question it. Why? Because I can't trust that judgment. They didn't follow the leader. They should be fired up. We should make Crepto Dollar like he's in kindergarten. I ain't knocking Crepto. I admire what he's doing. We should have a center down there, 10 centers down there, for 10, 20,000 people, whole town, an Elijahville section, Raymond Sharif town, Claire Muhammad town.
Right,
we should have a Claire Muhammad University down there by now.
Right, right, buddy.
Farmland, hundreds of thousand acre farmland, make the Nation of Islam economic program look like child play. That's the kind of light we expect to get from Atlanta. That's the light we're going to get from Atlanta. So I'm just happy. I'm ecstatic. I'm so thankful to the Lord that 38 years ago, I had the privilege of being at the first Eid with Imam Muhammad. Brothers walked in with their FOI uniform on.
Right.
We had that spirit. And then another snake came among us and whispered to us to make us feel ashamed of the Nation of Islam. Instead of making a forward march, we should have forward marched with Imam right onto the Kaaba. We should have made a forward march with Imam right onto the White House. And Imam Muhammad would have been in the White House.
Right, but
yes. Yeah, that's what should have happened. You all, excuse me. I'm going to turn the program over to Imam Mubashir and Brother Bill. I got to take care of some business, and I'll be right back with you.
Okay.
Alhamdulillah.
Thank you.
Brother Bill? I just want to open up, and then I'm going to introduce you, Brother Bill. For God's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, I open and bear witness, testify to the whole world that there is nothing worthy of worship but Allah and Allah alone. And when we say God and use the term Allah, we're talking about the one that created the heaven, the earth, and everything in between. We bear witness to that creator. And we bear witness that he has no partner, he has no associate, he has no sons and no daughters. His God and God alone, and the only way that we can approach God is as his servants. And I bear witness that Muhammad the prophet, born 1,433 years ago, he's the seal of the prophet, he's the last of the prophets. He's the one that is a mercy to all the world, sent by Almighty God, the creator of heaven and the earth, and he's the messenger of God. I like to greet you with the greeting of peace be unto you, of Assalamu alaikum. Today we have with us a pioneer, a soldier, Brother Bill Muhammad in Atlanta, Georgia. How's the weather down there, Brother Bill? They talk about hurricanes here in New York City here, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I've been watching the news. It's real nice here. It's a beautiful day.
Yes, sir.
Pray Allah for the believers and the good people, and Allah, he will protect us. He will protect us.
Yes,
we need whatever Allah sends. We need it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. So, Brother Bill, what you have to share with us today, I haven't heard from you. Since last week. I know you've been busy, but I know you always come with some helpful information for the community of Imam Wahdat-e-Muhammad and for the community of Atlanta, Georgia, and the whole world. and especially the people that are listening to us on the Lifeline. I like to, for them to once to say this, Brother Bill, they are listening to Imam Alfred Muhammad. Religion means alive, a new mind, a new mind, a new mind for Islam and America and for the whole world behind the leadership of Imam Wahdi Muhammad. And if you want to text your friends or call your sons and daughters into the room, and everybody seems to have a cell phone nowadays, but even if you got a house phone, dial this number, 805-727-7013, 805-727-7013, and you can join in with us right now and hear a wonderful, wonderful human being, an enlightened human being. He's in Atlanta, Georgia, and he's a devout follower and student of Imam Wahdi Muhammad, and he's working with the ministry of Imam Alpha Muhammad, Religion Means Alive, along with myself. I'm Mubashir Akhtar. I live here in Brooklyn. And so we're going to ask Brother Bill that, Brother Bill, share with us, man, with some of the good news that you want to bring to the listening audience.
Alhamdulillah, ashahadu an la, I bear witness, ashahadu an la, no illa, ashahadu an la, alhamdulillah, but God. There is no God but God. That's what you're saying.
Yes, sir.
Ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu, and that Muhammad ibn Abdullah of 1400 years ago is his last and universal messenger. And I heard the Imam say this. He said it means that there's no God but the one God, and man is not God.
Right.
See, so we're right. Not allowed to come up with any kind of image, including that of man, and bow down to that. See, and that's what has happened in history. And that,
yes,
because we have been deliberately led towards that by Satan,
yes,
the rejected,
yes,
devil, the rejected enemy of God. And, well, the Christians say, well, we have different concepts in our book. But let us reflect a little bit. First of all, I would like to get to is in the Quran, in Scripture, it says that it talks about the sunnah, the sunnah of God. Sunnah means the way. It says that you will find no change in God's way.
Right, brother.
See, God doesn't do one way 1,000 years ago and another way today. You'll find that God's way is consistent.
Right.
And I said that to say this, that God, the creator of the heavens and the earth, he never sends in the world two at the same time. See, whoever he raises up as his model example for that time, the inspiration that he sends, it is never two.
Yes, sir.
The one that is the authentic representative of God at that time, he stands out clear from everyone else.
Yes.
See, that would be confusion if God was to prepare one human being, put him in the world, and then have another one that said that I am God's inspired being at this time, and you should follow me. That would be confusion,
yes,
and it would be against God's sender, his way.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You said, well, he sent Musa and Aaron at the same time. No, but if you read on, you'll see that God says that, yeah, Musa asked for Aaron. And
right.
You'll see where God says, yes, Musa, but I am holding you responsible.
Right.
One person. So nowhere will you find two people standing up at the same time saying, God has inspired me, and this is the right way. If you see that, one is the authentic, the real deal, and the
right.
other is an imposter.
Right.
You understand? You won't find the change in God's way. One is who God has prepared for the time and brought him in the world at the right time, under the right circumstances, in the right environment. God has prepared him, and he presents him to mankind, the human being. And we are not developed people. We deserve to be punished if we ignore that person. Don't you know that?
Yeah.
And especially the African-American. See, the African-American made a covenant with God. The African-American people, our ancestors, they ask God, oh, God, if you just deliver me out of this horrible situation of slavery, that I will serve you. Don't you know our people made a covenant with God?
Yes.
And God has delivered us out of that terrible situation. Now, brothers and sisters, you cannot break that covenant. You cannot break that promise. You have to champion the cause of truth and justice on this earth.
Yeah.
You are obligated to do that. You might say, well, but I'm a Christian, and he was a Muslim. Brothers and sisters, there is a seller of pies. There's one that sells pies the world over. You think oppression in one area is different from the oppression in another area, but it is from the same pie salesman. The oppression that you have in South Africa is from the same source as the oppression and tyranny and enslavement of people in Latin America. They just
That's right.
eat a different pie than you. The slavery in America, the oppression of the people, the manipulation of the people is the exact same manipulation of the people in Russia. It's the same source. That's why it is given an esoteric language as the scale, the music scale.
Mm-hmm.
Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. And he goes right back to do. He goes back to the very beginning again. The salesman of the ties of oppression is the same one, and you will find yourself doing the exact same thing 20 years from now.
He'll let
one movement work its course, and you will return to the exact same thing that your fathers practiced. Only it is old soup in a new bowl.
Right.
They may change the bowl, but the soup that they're serving up is the same soup that they sold your fathers. So, how do we break out of this cycle? See, I talk to brothers all the time in South Africa. They think that the situation they're in, is different from oppression that's practiced in America, the manipulation of the culture, the denial of male. What it means by that is denying the man. Actually, what it means is denying you your rightful leadership, the leadership that's supposed to be your leadership. They deny you that, and they handpick leadership for you. See, that's why you ought to reject any leadership that they appoint for you. The rightful leadership for you comes directly from your own people. That is God's way.
Right.
And the best leadership for you today, dear beloved people, is the tafsir or the commentary of the language of Imam W.D. Muhammad, the son of Elijah
Muhammad.
That's right. Those concepts and those ideas will free you from all time, for all times. Stop eating the pies of the oppressor. So if you're looking for a little red man with horns, you in a kindergarten concept. You studying baby language. let's look at Scripture for a minute. Let's look at the Bible. It says that when we first see the devil, he's a snake.
Right.
And he's talking to our father, Adam. And he's trying to confuse the concepts, the perceptions of our father, Adam, who God has given and prepared and put in the garden, in the earth, to develop and grow creation. And what we see in picture language, it's all picture language, brothers and sisters, not a real snake on his belly. It's giving you concepts of a mentality that comes to Adam. And he says, when we first listen to his hiss, he says that God didn't really mean that. See, right away, a red flag should go up. He's trying to change our perceptions given to us by God. See, he says, God didn't really mean that. I'll show you how to be a God. I know how to make it where the season doesn't change. I can make you productive through all of the seasons. But there's a condition. You have to get away from this concept of taqwa.
Right.
You have to put down this idea of obedience to your creator. And I can make you one of the gods. Of course, he's lying to you. Of course, he's going to lead you into hell and confusion, which he has done. Brothers and sisters, but if we get back to our original moral nature that God created in heaven and gave our father Adam, that our innocence, don't you know innocence is a powerful shield?
Yes, sir.
You don't want to know everything. You don't want to be exposed to everything. That your innocence is a very powerful shield that Satan himself hates. He hates innocence because he cannot deal with it. He has to corrupt you. He has to expose you to indecency and moral ignorance and an inflated concept of self. He make you think you all of that in a bag of chips. But brothers and sisters,
right,
we are saved servants to God Almighty, the creator of the heavens and earth. That's how you become something special in the earth. You serve Almighty God. You obey God by serving humanity, by being of service to your community life.
Right, brother dear.
So Nimble Up, I just want to just point out a couple of things, and if we you all should call in and talk, but just
right,
bear with me just for a minute. Here he says this. And we see Adam, we see Satan in Scripture. He appears as a snake in the garden, and he begins the fall of our father by trying to convince him. He convinces him that God didn't really mean what he said. But don't you know God meant exactly what he said? See, come by now to a certain tree. He said, don't eat from a certain tree.
Right.
Now, what is in Scripture, what is tree? I mean, when we open a book to this day, we still call them leaves. We call books, pages and books, leaves.
Right.
So what is he saying? He's saying there's a body of knowledge. There's a body of knowledge. Tree is knowledge. There's a body of ideas and concepts that you are not to approach. And if you do approach that, you shall surely die. That's Scripture.
Right.
So if you eat from a particular tree, from a particular body of knowledge, ye shall surely die. Well, we know our father Adam, he ate from this tree. He was forbidden. He eats from it, but he doesn't die. So what happens? He repents, and he met with a word from his Lord. That's how it's given. And he goes on living for a long time. So it's not that you're going to die as a physical being. That's what it's telling you. That's not what it's saying. You're not going to die as a physical being
if you eat from this particular tree. And what is that tree? That's a tree of games and tricks and lies and corruption and sin. You're not to study that. You're not to study how to put trick people out of their belongings or how to enslave other human beings, make them a slave to their moral, their spiritual, their physical urges. And don't you know these secret orders, that's what they do. They make you a slave to your material appetite.
Right.
And I've heard them. They have said material is God. That's what they say. Material is God. That's what they teach. But material is not God. God is the one who created that material. We have to have a help, because if you believe that material is God, then you will do anything to get it. You lose your sense of moral decency and justice.
Right.
You lose that. And it becomes just a grind for material. See? So God tells our father Adam, he said, and come thou nigh to this tree. Do not learn that. And if you do, ye shall surely die. Well, did God make a mistake? Because Adam doesn't die in Scripture at that time. No, what it's saying is you will die as a moral, upright, spiritually conscious human being.
Yeah.
You will die as a God-fearing, as God's representative on earth. You will die as the Khalifa, the one that God orders the angels and all to bow down to him. See, and when I have created Adam, he says to all of creation, submit. So Adam is the crown of creation. There is nothing above man. But is it talking about these people you see out here? No. It's talking about the man who is conscious of revelation.
Yes, sir.
See, because God, it says that, and he created man. Kalakar and son. He taught the Quran, then he created man.
Right.
So man
right.
proper is this human being that is conscious of the revelation of God. And not no mythology, brothers and sisters, talking about man, God came in the person of a man. That's not revelation.
That's not revelation.
And you will get yourself in trouble. You're not going to be the human being that God created by believing in myth. That's baby language for the building of a nation. But there comes a time when the rational intellect, at the point, has to take over. That's the history. You think that's just our history. That is the history of every nation. They start off in myth. Go to any of them. They start off in myth. But after a while, the rational light, the light of the rational intellect, you know, Fajr, we make the prayer at Fajr. At Fajr, it says, it's when the white is indistinguishable from the black. See, in other words, there is no shadow. There is no shadow. What is shadow? Shadow is concept. The intellect has come alive. And even the night of power tells us to, it's a salam until the it calls you to retreat to yourself when you get in trouble. The answer is not outside of yourself. That's what it's saying. The answer is within you. Retreat to that moral excellence. Retreat to that spiritual consciousness. That quiet spiritual consciousness. And the light will come on for you. That's what it's telling you. Not run out and start asking everybody. God will guide you. God can reach you. So in that difficult moment, when the light goes out, when it's very confusing, retreat into your soul, into your moral nature, your spiritual urge. And in that, God will bring you the perception and the insight to bring you out of the dark. So we see in Revelation We see that in Genesis, we see that Satan is a snake. He's presented as a snake scuffling on his belly in the dust. He's a small thing. But look at him when he appears again in Scripture, in Revelation. He is a fire-breathing dragon with wings.
Right.
Right. You see how powerful he has become in the end. Yes, he was this little small thing in the beginning. But look at him. Look at him in the end. He's this powerful fire-breathing dragon. That's how they gift him, with wings. But it says, and he goes down in a lake of fire. See? So what is it? And he's in the air. He's in the A-I-R. This is Revelation, brothers and sisters. This is Scripture. And you're not going to get this from no big preacher, nobody else. You don't have to believe it, but this is all God's going to give you. You have to accept it. You cannot come and say, oh, God, like some of the people said, if you would have just blessed us, sent someone from among us, we would have believed. But brothers and sisters, you're not going to tell God who to send. You understand? You're not going to dictate who God chooses to bring the science that will free you. God chooses whom he pleases.
Right.
You don't do that. But the knowledge is here. You don't have to be under the influence and domination of this world today. The devil don't sell his power. You understand? And I don't care what power you buy from him, it's only going to lead to more enslavement. It might not. You might think it's different from the power that they're eating in around the world, but you're eating cherry pie, they might be eating banana pie. But the salesman of the pies is the same one. He's the same one. He's selling them again, and then he's gonna switch what they're doing in South Africa and serve you here in America and take the pie that you're serving and take it over to South Africa. The same people, the same mind that is oppressing the entire earth is given in Scripture. He's given in Scripture. See, Allah is revealing. He, in Scripture, who is responsible, and what you have to do to free yourself. So look where Satan is. Satan is in the air. Now, aren't we on the airwaves?
Yes.
All right. It says that in the final, in the end, the battle wouldn't be on the land like that. It would be in the air. Now, don't you know that the science that we are promoting, that we are representing and pushing, is more powerful than interstellar missile? It's more powerful. Don't you know the man sitting in the cockpit, you can recruit him to work for God?
Right.
See, if you present the message right, if you have this universal concept, the Navy SEAL, the dude that's trained to stealth and to fight at night, he can convert to the truth and he'll be your ally. Now that I'm just showing you how these wars are inferior. The war, the physical war that you're fighting on the ground, that is an inferior war. The struggle that we are fighting, and it tells you, it would be the finale. It wouldn't be just a battle, but it would be the final finale. So that's what you're dealing with, brothers and sisters. You're dealing with the fire, because look what it says. It says that, and this is John the Revelator, he's talking in Revelation. You get Scripture and read it. He said, I looked and behold, I saw a new heaven and a new earth. Now this happens after Shaitan, after the great Satan, goes down in a lake of fire. Now, what is a lake of fire? It's a body of knowledge. It's the Tafsir, brothers and sisters. Exactly what we're talking about. This will defeat Satan. You think it takes massive armies and all that? Hey, man, we can change the world with 10 people. Don't you know that? because of the nature of the struggle. It's about truth and righteousness and revelation and God and what God had revealed to the human being and the human being's nature. The Deity Fictra, a nature based upon the natural order of creation. It's a religion based upon your natural nature. This is Islam submission is your nature. It's not nothing foreign to you. See? So it says that in Revelation it says, and I looked and behold, I saw a new city, Jerusalem. It's talking. And it describes it. Listen how it describes the new city of Jerusalem. And it says it's coming down out of heaven. Out of the high revelation, high science, this new city is coming down out of heaven. And it describes the people in the city. It says that they will not need the light of the sun or the moon. It says because they will have the science with them. They're having on them. So what is it saying? It's saying in the end, the poor, the regular person, those that have been denied opportunity in the earth. Didn't it say that the rail at the bottom would become the rail on the top? Yes. And have anybody been more oppressed than African American people? You sitting around crying about the Holocaust and all that, man. At least they had a chance. They knew their language, their religion, their family. They still had that. They took everything from our people. And then not only that, they set out to prove scientifically that we were baboons and apes. They gave us tarzan and took off all our clothes and had us running in the jungle, buck naked. And one white man terrorizing the whole. I mean, they made us hate ourselves.
Yes.
You see? So no one has been, if the Bible was being written during our sojourn in America, we would be in it. Don't you know that?
Yes.
They would have us in the Bible. Because no one has suffered the kind of cruelty and oppression that African American people have suffered in history. People sold themselves into slavery. I mean, people went with money and said, "Look, I'll serve you for 10 years." Until I can get out of the situation I'm in. And in 10 years, I want to take my family, and I need some land, and they would make a deal. And you would serve that master. Men in history sold themselves and their family into slavery. But the slave master, he didn't run through his daughter and his wife and take liberties with his women people. Took his name and his history from him. Those people practiced their religion. They knew exactly what their religion said. We were denied that.
Yeah.
We were denied. So look
brother.
What it says. And I'm wrapping up. I'm not taking long. It says that, it says that in this new city, Jerusalem, that was coming down out of heaven. This is John the Revelator. He said they did not need the light of the moon. Other sun. What are they saying? They didn't need no more revelation. You know, the prophet of God, it says that Rasulullah pointed at the moon and put a crack in it. And we know he also said that, and Quran says, that there will be no more messengers after him. So it's saying that he was the last messenger. So we know the moon doesn't have any light of itself. It reflects the light of the sun. And what is sun? Sun is revelation. It's the revelation of God. And the prophet reflects that light into the earth. And he said that I have decked the heavens with stars. all of these powerful personalities, all of these people who have come before you that you think didn't see the problem. They saw exactly the problem. It says, what is the purpose of all of these stars in the heavens? It says that it is for the guidance of man. It is for our guidance. We are to, it describes a Rasulullah as a bright and piercing star. That's how Revelation describes Rasulullah. He is a bright and piercing star. So we are, and don't we travel the world? You travel the world with the stars. You travel the world by the patterns of the stars. The earth moves and rotates, but the stars are relatively different parts of the year. They're in the exact same spot, and you can with trigonometry. You can plot your path. I remember in the military, they used to teach us how to, in jungle warfare, they would show us how, when you're moving, if you don't know, you move with the star over your left shoulder, if you're a certain part of the earth, and you try to travel south, let's say, a certain star appears at a certain time of the year. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Brother Bill,
alhamdulillah.
You're listening to a religion mean a line. The ministry of Imam Alpha Muhammad, Religion Mean Aligned, A New Day for El Islam and America and for the whole world, behind the leadership of Imam Walter D. Muhammad. And if you wanted to have some of your friends to join us, ask them to call this number, 805-727-7013, 805-727-7013. And the Imam Apple was on earlier, and he was saying that we're directing this talk with Religion Mean Aligned mostly at the public. And Brother Bill has given the public, as well as the Muslim community, a beautiful talk on that. Allah said he's the open enemy to mankind, and that is the devil, the shaitan. But Brother Bill, The Imam brought this to our attention and brought it to the Muslim world. Muhammad the Prophet, the moon, that's what symbolizes the Prophet. He said, I can accept there won't be no more prophets coming, but I cannot accept there won't be no more messengers. So Prophet Muhammad, he said he's the messenger of God, but he's not the last of the messengers of God, because as long as there's people on this earth, messengers will be coming to them. That's how the Imam explained that to us, Brother Bill. But at the same time, we want to invite the people to continue to help us, and so we can hear beautiful lectures like Imam Alf and Brother Bill just gave us. Because you don't get this anywhere. What Brother Bill just gave you, you can't go to most other churches. Well, we know most of the churches. None of the churches we really know, unless they've been following Imam W.D. Muhammad, Tafsir, language, and commentary. Most of the masjid that is not connected with Imam W.D. Muhammad do not know what Brother Bill has just shared with you. That came from the great leader, Imam Walter D. Muhammad, the son of Elijah Clara Muhammad, being blessed by God to have insight into scripture and into the language of the Quran. This is where Brother Bill is coming from, because he's a devout student and follower of Imam W.D. Muhammad, and he have accepted the language, the understanding, first of all, and the tafsir and the language and commentary of Imam Walter D. Muhammad. So, Brother Bill, we thank you, man, because I know you have something to give us. And that was a whole lot, because the Imam taught about all of these things. And you brought up a good point, Brother Bill. When we look at that in Adam, it started out as a little garden snake. Because that mind wasn't checked. And he was, you know, he deceived our father Adam, and God said, he tell the future generation, because he tell us to study the past and see what happened to those people that had gone on before you. So when we study this history that Brother Bill just gave us about that, how that snake started out in the garden, and how he spoke to the minds of our mind of our father and tricked him to get him to eat from the tree that God said don't eat from, that causes him and his wife to get put out of the garden. We experience this in our lifetime. We're experiencing this now, because we have a community of people. You have a community of believing people. You have a community of disbelieving people. So the disbelieving people are always trying to get you to eat from their tree. And the good people like Brother Bill, who's trying to pull your coat with understanding to keep you from eating from the wrong tree. Because if you eat from that wrong tree, brother and sister, you're going to wound up just like our fathers did in the earlier time. You're going to be put out of the dark. So we hope
I wanted to make a comment here quickly.
Yes, sir, buddy, ma'am. That's not like, brother.
I want to say that what I've studied just recently, talking with Brother Bill and talking to you, Brother Imam Boubashir, talking with, studying my own case,
each and
every one of us that is coming forward now has suffered at the hands of those persons who ate at the wrong tree by choice.
Brother Imam.
Scripture says that God said, He set before you, this is not God speaking, this is that Satan confuses Scripture. God said, He set before you choose the day whom you would serve. God doesn't do that to us. He doesn't force us, but He ain't going to give you a choice between good and evil. You know, God wouldn't do that. But what has happened is the people who have bad appetites, the crooked, deceptive snakes who came into the Nation of Islam looking for money, looking for good homes, looking for friendship, looking to be over people, they have now grown into monsters.
Right.
I don't think we can really now charge the people. That's why you don't hear me making any judgments against church people. And there's a reason for this. This agreement did not come, declare evidence came. We have not yet taught our people. What our people are guilty of is going against Dr. King and going against our good senses. The Muslims who follow Imam Muhammad are guilty of a huge sin. What is the sin that they're guilty of? Hiding the truth while we know it. That's why I have such an urgency on us. That's why we get to have people like Brother Bill to come forth. You know, most of us, as I studied, people who are the foremost, not without going in details here, have really suffered, physically attacked, attempt to be killed, by others, try to kill us. Now, I'm not going to name it. I won't go into an incident today. I don't want this to become the blues show. But I do want to say that. I just noticed that. And that's why we who are good, sincere people have to stick together like glue, deeper than crazy glue, and be bonded together as one unit. We can't let envy, we can't let jealousy, we can't let insecurity, we can't let nothing get in between us so we can get this message out to our people. I'm going to tell you, I listen to some of the church people, and let me tell you something. I'm going to tell you something. Some of the church people, they are teaching better than we learn in these mosques. The mosques and a lot of us, I ain't just talking about Muslim mosque people, a lot of us, our members, are giving the people nothing but abstract teachings.
That's all, brother. Confusion.
They're not giving them a meal that they can eat, that they can go home and raise a better family, be more productive. If you just, the imam said one time at the first council imam meeting I was at, he said, if you don't even know anything about formal religion, if you just teach people to clean their house up, to be orderly, to dress properly, you know, you've done a great service to them. If we just teach people good common sense, common decency, how to sit at a table and eat a meal without having the TV on, the radio on. Do you know how many people right now listening to us got the TV on, got the computer on, got the radio on, and they're trying to eat a meal? They don't even sit down at the table and eat a meal together.
Yes, yes.
But just those basic things we can give people. So I'm really, the urge is in me strong. I feel it that we got to take this message outside of this following. And I hope you all study the way I teach to people. I don't, you notice, I try to translate the language. I don't even open up with all the formal greetings. And the reason I don't open up with formal greetings is because of the fact I'm not addressing Muslims. Now, if I were to come for a masjid, believe me, I know how to address a masjid crowd. I also know how to address pretentious crowds. And I also know how to put the shock value on us because I just want us to know this. We have to learn how to translate this message to the public. Think of you talking in the living room to somebody who knows nothing about this, that haven't accepted this way of life, and trying to translate it so they could understand it. So we want to stay with that. That's why I'm glad that Brother Bill brought out what the tree means. You know, we don't need allegorical picture language without translation. Yes. That's why people are so turned off to religion. It means nothing to them. To see rocks and see snakes talking, that's crazy. Nobody today in the 21st century understand that. So I'm glad you're giving us that when you talk about that lake of fire, the body of knowledge. And believe you me, when we give people the proper understanding that God has given us through Imam Muhammad, we're going to make progress. But I just, again, just want to emphasize to you all and to everybody else, this message was designed, thought of, to reach the people who are outside the message. So let's be mindful of our audience. Our audience is 90% of the people that listen to this that would probably never heard of, from a Muslim. And I'm not here to talk so much Islam per se, but I'm here to address problems. So when we address the people, we can address it to apply it to the particular problems in their lives. So we want to make sure that we're given the medicine that is applied. You know, when a person comes, somebody's going to listen to the program today, they got a pregnant child in their home. How you deal with that? They should be able to come out of this program, listen to the program, how they can get that child back on track. Some man that's hopeless, has given up on life, should be able to put his life back on track. Somebody who has a business idea should be able to go into business. Somebody who dropped out of school should have a spirit to go back to school. That's the intent we have with this broadcast. See, I'm not here to rehash masjid teachings. I'm not here to do that at all. We want to get to that message. We want to give the people a message that they, anybody, whether he decides to want to be a Muslim or not. Because you know what? I have been with Imam Muhammad when he talked to non-Muslims. Yeah, I talked with him. I went with him with the National Council of Policemen, seen him talk, been on college campus. I addressed them. So let us put our mind to that effect. Just think about you, Willie Jones. Just think of yourself as Bill Smith, Alfred Booker. What would you say to such a person who knows nothing about this? So if we think of that, we will get this, because a lot of times if you don't interact and don't teach on a regular one-on-one basis to people, sometimes it's very hard to put yourself in our mind. And I just remind us that we're teaching people who don't know anything about this at all. That's what I designed it for. That's why I reach it for. That's why my strategy is the way it is. You know, the messaged people come later. You know why they'll come? They'll come once we woke up the other people. They're not going to pay no attention to us till we get the number. We're not going to affect them. If they done heard Imam Muhammad and Sheikh Huba Huba and Imam Booba Booba and Sheikh Dudu, then they're not mine for me to teach them. They will listen. They'll get a little bit of the spirit. But they're going to go back and compare me to Sheikh Huba Huba, Booba Booba, and others. But the fresh Christians that listen to me that may not even be going to the church or may be going to church, that's who I'm designing this to reach. So I just want us to be mindful of that and keep that in our audience. And with that, I'm going to leave you all to continue the program. Continue.
Yes, sir, Brother Bill. I like to say this of Brother Bill to Billy Bill. I think we, Brother Bill and myself, we support Imam Al-Muhammad and what he has said. And at the same time, Imam Al-Muhammad, he allowed us to have a freedom of thought and our free spirit. But we know that Imam Alfred is not a foolish man. We know that he's a wise man. And I hear what he's saying, and I know that Brother Bill here was saying. And don't make no mistake. We support Imam Alfred Muhammad, and we will continue to support Imam Alfred Muhammad because he's the one invited Brother Bill and myself to join him and join his team.
So we I appreciate what Brother Bill was saying, because this is the Imam Muhammad said, we are so far behind the rest of the people in this world. He said, how do we catch up with them? He said, we have to catch up with them through scripture. That's what Imam, and I know that Imam Alpha Muhammad heard it. That's why he called his program Religion Mean a Lie. Because when we talk about scripture, that's what we normally talk about is religion. I like to read something that the Imam, I want to read a quote that the Imam said to us. He meant to the world, to us in the world. The Imam said, when you are using your common sense, then you are making the best use of your five senses. The Imam says, so appreciate and have respect for your five senses and human intellect. And I appreciate you, Brother Bill, because that was your subject was about, was the intellect. And how the shaitan, that's where he deceives you at, is in your intellect. Because, you know, Christ Jesus, peace be upon the prophet, he told his following, and in his day and time, he said, as a man thinketh, not only in his heart, but in his mind, so are he, or so is she. The Imam says this here, for God's sake, this is one of the subjects. The Imam says, if you take up the name of God and go out to do a great work, matters are no longer in your hands, no matter what your intentions may be. Your intentions may be to use God or to destroy God's work. But Almighty God takes the matter out of your hands. God will make himself known. If a power rises up to destroy his identity or to conceal his truth, Almighty God himself begins to work in the crooked plan of the evil planner. The opponents of God may think that they are leading the show, but the invisible hand of the Almighty is always in control. America began in the name of God, using God to get the people to rally behind them. Imam said, let's have a true democracy for God's sake. Let's have a land where all people can sing the praise of God for God's sake. The dream of the founding fathers and the pioneers was to build a home for religious people, a home for every human being that had a clean desire for the world. The very people who worked to open the door on their dream were peddlers of vice and human misery. They filled the earth with more things that worked to undermine the development of the human spirit and to kill the human freedom than any other people on the face of the earth. Our forefathers lost their freedom when the democracy builder came into power. The American Indian lost their freedom when the democracy builder came into power. So it was for every land in which they managed to get a foothold. Imam said the people in other lands had to give up their human dignity so that America, the small child, could boast a great victory for God and democracy. Imam said the contradictions in American words and our actions are both plain and very serious. And the Imam speak on the subject called reject the charity right after this. He said, we see America as a nation growing with a face of a human being in the front of her head and the face of a diabolical beast in the back of her head. She became a raving, senseless monster that could not see or recognize the needs of other people. You may say, but America has given billions of dollars to develop other lands. Imam said, you do not recognize that America's development program moves from combat soldiers with rifles and bombs to combat soldiers with Bibles and crosses. Even though they have showered the people with series of democracy, beans, flour, wheat, machinery, and industry, what is the real condition of the people? The people are complaining that even though they have more material comfort than they had before, they do not enjoy the same happiness and the same human dignity. As a result, the recipients of American charity have rejected America, and they have rejected democracy. The countries that once opened their doors to accept the transporters of democracy have now closed their doors and told Uncle Sam to go back home. The old generation of human corruptors of power's sake did not win any friends. Today, America looks at her beautiful record of charity and suffers at the heart. Those who receive the charity are now saying, thank you, America. If America will look at the death, the misery, and the ignorance that is exported along with its democracy, she could understand why the nations are no longer saying thank you for her charity. Imam said, in America, the people are motivated and dominated by a belief in freedom. If you try to correct someone sooner or later, he would tell you, you have no right to tell me anything. I'm free just like you. Freedom has become an excuse to continue downhill and an excuse to be a failure with a sense of dignity. Imam said, in America, people are free to become drunkards, free to be robbers, free to murder innocent weak people, free to corrupt themselves, and free to poison the community. Who wants that kind of freedom? Freedom is a beautiful word when it's in the right place, but it is as ugly as word as you can find when it's in the wrong place. So, Brother Bill, the message that you gave tonight, that's what it started with, in the garden with Adam and the snake. And words was being ashamed. And it was beautiful how you put it, because that's a beautiful allegorical story, talking about to higher concepts and meaning in human life, and how people come into the world as individuals and then move up the ladder to a community or tribe and nation. And that story in the Bible shows how if you listen to people that think they know more than God and they can do this thing about God, you will lose your human identity. So, Brother Bill, I appreciate what you gave. That was powerful. It was powerful.
Yeah, thank you, man.
And I know that Imam Abu Muhammad, he sees these good things because this is what his ministry made of. And I agree with Imam Alpha too. We have to go and get the people. I was down at the E today. So we were sitting outside in a little circle talking, and we still have people among us that refuse or either just don't want to accept what has happened to us as a people, not only as Christians in America, but as people, as Muslims in America. Because we know the story of how Christianity came to America and came to the world. And we know also, Brother Bill, I know you and I, Imam Al, we know the story of how Islam, the religion of Islam, came to us that was Christians. Some of us were Jews, some of us were atheists, non-believers. But we belong to the same race called the black race, Negro, colored people.
Mm-hmm.
And when we were given the idea of Christianity, before I ever knew what Islam was all about, or Islam, we accepted that idea of how God created a man and the story of Adam and Eve in the garden. But we didn't have no understanding like you related to Brother Bill from the Tafsir of Imam W.D. Muhammad. So what make people is words. It's words. So it was words that started out being exchanged by what we consider the snake, and that is the deceitful mind in the head of human beings, women and men, and how they fall into the trap of listening to wrong perception and concept of who the creator is, God Almighty. Now, and they were made to become weak to listen to someone over the one that created them. So even Imam Muhammad's ministry, religion means a light, a new mind for Islam and America and for the whole world. And this new mind that has been brought into that has been brought to the Western world. And the Imam said, when we say the West, we're talking about Christianity. That mind that has been brought, and the language that you were speaking on, Brother Bill, and the language that Imam Muhammad and myself refers to, that is the language that has brought about a new mind and made a new people. A new people out of people that was going to church. Before they became members of the nation Islam, we were going to church, and we were believing in God being in the person of a blonde-haired, blue-eyed white man, and they called him a Jew. And we were given an idea that the crystal was wrong, and we was right. And we were taught that God came in the person of Messenger of Allah Muhammad, who was a man also, and he was a white man, but he was from India. So both of these ideals were wrong. Until God blessed one to be born from the African American descendants of slaves to stand up in America and call the people back to the right perception of God. And that was Imam Dawood E. Muhammad, the son of Elijah Clara Muhammad. And the language that he used is what Imam Alpha Muhammad ministry is all about. And the language that Brother Bill used tonight, the language that myself is using throughout our sojourn on this radio, phone hookup, it is the language that will free the human intellect. It is the language that will free the human soul and the human spirit. Because the Imam said, if someone can enslave your spirit, you finish. It is the spirit that is the real life of the human being. And Imam Dawood E. Muhammad, when he came on the scene, he said, words make people. Then he said, what is a word? He said, a word is anything that relates a message to your mind. So your five senses, words come through your five senses. And that's why the Imam said, when you're using your common sense, then you are making the best use of your five senses. So appreciate and have respect for your five senses and human intellect. And to Shaitan, he tricked the human being out of using his five senses and his human intellect and caused the human intellect of the human being to listen to his way over God's way. And we've been in trouble most of the time. We've been in trouble ever since until God began to intervene. And like the Imam said, when God intervenes, and when you start out using God's name, you take up the name of God and go out to do a great work, matters are no longer in your hands, no matter what your intentions may be. Your intention may be to use God or destroy God's work. But Almighty God takes the matter out of your hands. God would make himself known. And this would have happened to us as a people that was Christians, that were Jews, and we became Muslims under the leadership of Muhammad Elijah Muhammad, and especially we became intelligent. Our intellect became alive. How did it come alive? It became alive through religion. Religion that is intended not for just one race of people or one group of people, a religion that is intended for the whole humanity. And what is that religion? The religion of Islam. The religion that Almighty God said he chose and he perfected and he gave to the humanity, that religion that he chose and perfected, and is the religion of Islam. Now, we know that that don't mean that you won't go to heaven if you don't become a Muslim. We fought that at one time. But it has been the clarity of Imam Dawood E. Muhammad and the insight and what Brother Bill used the word, and is correct, tafsir. And commentary of Imam Dawood E. Muhammad that shows that that's not the truth. Because he was the one that God blessed to look into the life of Muhammad the Prophet, the Quran, and the Sunnah of Muhammad the Prophet, and found language that Muhammad the Prophet used to describe things that most of the Muslim world, Christian world, and Jewish world, they don't have the moral courage to go into their scripture and get the truth out of what Jesus said or Moses said or what Abraham said. But we were blessed by one to do that. And I appreciate Imam Alpha Muhammad because he takes the same approach. And Imam is the one that showed us that God showed Muhammad the Prophet a vision of heaven. Of heaven. And who was in heaven? The followers of Jesus. Who was in heaven? The followers of Moses. Who was in heaven? And the followers of Muhammad the Prophet. So we understand that Imam said, maybe if you became a Muslim and you're a good Christian, you don't know how your life, you might become a bad Muslim. So he's not trying to encourage you to convert you to religion of Islam. You have to make up your own mind. You have to use your five good senses, your five common senses, your good senses, and your intellect, and look at both sides, the good and the wrong. Then you make a decision what you're going to be. So I agree with Imam Alpha Muhammad. I understand what he's saying. I thank Brother Bill. I know you understand, Brother Bill, because I heard you talk tonight. We are reaching out for people who want God in their life more than anything else. It ain't got nothing. It really don't have nothing to do whether you're a Christian or Muslim. Now, if you want Almighty God in your life, whether you be a Christian or Jew, whether you be black, red, yellow, brown, green, whatever color you are, if you want God in your life, and the God we're talking about is the one that created the sun, the moon, and the star, and everything in between, those are the people that we want to become allies with. You know, so the struggle in religion, the struggle is not against the good people. The struggle is against the bad people. And all the good people, right-minded Christian, right-minded Jew, right-minded Muslim, we're supposed to be on the same team. And we are supposed to uphold what God has said to all of us. And the best understanding of the truth that you perceive from wherever you go, if you go to the synagogue, if you go to the church, or if you go to the masjid, we're supposed to follow the best thereof that is coming from your religious leader. And when we do that, God will bless the good people, the right-minded people to come together. I don't care what color you are, because your heart would be right. And when your heart is right, you're not going to stand up and tolerate immorality, indecency, foul language to come amongst you in your environment where your wife and your children is trying to come up to be decent human beings. So we're appealing to that side of the human being. We're appealing to the intellect of the human being. That is the greatest thing that God told Muhammad to reveal to the world. That the greatest thing that he created out of all of his creation is the human intellect, your mind. Man means mind, woman means mind. Man means mind, M-I-N-D, woman, W-O-M-A-N-D, womb of mind. All minds come from the wombs of a woman, whether it be male or female. So we thank Brother Imam Alfred, I do, and I know Brother Bill do too, for giving us a chance and opportunity to work with him. Because this is a new day, brothers and sisters. And the language that you hear coming from religion being a lie, it's going to be different. And it's intended to be different. Because the language that is being used for religion being a lie is the language that is designed to bring about a new mind. A new mind. A new mind. Not just for Islam or in America, but for the whole world, and especially for the African American, descendants of slaves that were taken out of their mind, taken out of their culture, taken out of their tradition, and taken out of their language and given an artificial mind, an artificial culture, an artificial understanding, especially an artificial understanding of how to see God and how to perceive God and how to understand the plan of God for us as a people in this great United States of America. We thank God for Imam Walter D. Muhammad, the son of Elijah and Clara Muhammad, for sharing what God blessed him to come into. Imam was not a selfish man. I know that Brother Bill know that, because he had worked with Imam. Brother Alfred Muhammad know that. And I know that for myself, as a following student of Imam Deputy Muhammad, that he was not selfish with his knowledge. And Imam Alfred was right. We should be punished. I'm talking about those who say we are students of Imam Muhammad. May like and we follow Imam Muhammad, and we won't take this great truth to our brothers and sisters that is still stuck down in the muck and mire. Some of them is not in that condition because they want to be in that condition. A lot of our people that are in that condition because a lot of them don't know. They have not really met a word of truth, the real word of truth that Brother Bill was talking about, that the shaitan tricked our fathers out of while whispering into them and trying to act like and tell them what God meant. God knows what he meant. And if you are true and sincere in your heart and your sincerity will let you know what God meant. And we have to be strong enough to stand up when we hear people that come at us with lies. I don't care if it's your mother, your father. God give a child. Only time in the Quran, in our holy book, that God will give a child to disobey their mothers and fathers is when God says, if your mother and your father try to get you to worship something other than the one that created your mother and your father and yourself, and that is Almighty God, the creator of the heavens and the earth and everything in between. That's the only time you refuse to listen to your mother and father is when they tell you to worship other than God. So we have to be aware of these things, and we're asking you, brothers and sisters, to help keep this program on the radio, and we invite you to join in on the conversation. Like me and Brother Bill and Email Alfred talking, you are welcome to call this number, 805-727-7013. 805-727-7013, and you can talk to Brother Bill Muhammad live, like I'm talking to him, and he's talking back to me. And Imam Alpha Muhammad alive, and move out your octave alive by calling this number from Monday to Saturday. From Monday to Saturday, from 6 o'clock to 7:30 p.m. The only time we actually like to call in is on Sunday. But you can call in and listen to Imam Alpha Muhammad when he gives his public address to the public, and he will not be accepting any phone calls or any comments or complaints. But the next day, on Monday, you're welcome to call in, and you can contact Brother Bill, you can contact Mubashir Akhtar, you can contact Imam Alpha Muhammad by calling this number from 6 o'clock to 7:30, 805-727-7013. Now, I'd like to say this here, and I'm going to ask Brother Bill to say a closing statement before we leave. We'd like to ask you to help keep this program alive. It costs money. It costs money to stay on these airways. Like Brother Bill said, we're on the airways now. It takes money, though, brothers and sisters. And we're asking you, whatever you might be able to help us with, to send this help to Imam Alpha Muhammad at Post Office Box 56, New York City, 10113. Post Office Box 56, New York City, 10113, Alfred Muhammad. And we would appreciate whatever you can give, and we would thank you over and over again, because this, to me, is the most valuable program. We have wonderful people that you have just heard, like Bill Muhammad, who have joined on to help Imam Alpha Muhammad ministry, along with myself, and religion being alive, a new mind for Islam and America and for the whole world. A new mind. We want to bring a new mind to the people. And we want you to listen to a new mind that is addressing the ills and hurts of the many races of people that makes up this great United States of America. It's not only one race that is suffering. Every race of people in America and all around the world is suffering from the deceitful enemy and suggestion of the one that Brother Bill was talking about, that started in the garden as a little god snake and grew so big that he became a fiery dragon with wings blowing fire out of his mouth, and able to fly all over the whole world and blow his poison into the hearts and souls of innocent men and women that do not know how to fight the schemes of Satan. But if you continue to listen to Religion Being Alive, the ministry of Imam Alpha Muhammad, you will be able to fight the schemes of Satan, because Almighty God, that's what he admonished us to do through Muhammad the Prophet in the Holy Quran. God did not tell us to fight one another. He said, fight the scheme of Satan, because that is the scheme that has the black man against the white man, the white man against the black man, the white man and the black man against the brown man, the red man and the yellow man, and so forth on. Reversal of all of those races being against the black, against the black and the white. So we have a message of concern that is able to help cure that problem or racism, and any other major problems we might have in our life. So continue to listen to Religion Being Alive, the ministry of Imam Alpha Muhammad, every week from Monday to Sunday. And we This is the day of freedom. This is the day. And we invite you to, after you hear what Brother Bill has to present or myself, please call in and exchange conversation with us. Let us know what you disagree or like whether you like what we say or you disagree. We're not going to do nothing but entertain each other's thoughts. That's what we're going to do, is be a battle of the mind. And that's a good battle, because the mind, the intellect, is the greatest thing that Almighty God has created. And that's what the Shaitan have attacked the most, is the intellect of the human being. So, Brother Bill, before you go, would you like to say something? We got about 5 more minutes, Brother Bill. So I'm going to turn it over to you and let you close out with your statement.
Well, alhamdulillah, Brother Imam. All praise is due to God. Alpha Muhammad said, let's make it plain for the people. Let's talk where the people can understand what we're saying. I think we'll be fine after that. But it's like anything else, dear beloved people. God doesn't, I mean, you're too dignified for people to stand over you and order you around.
Right.
A lot of people don't understand it in society. It's people, and I heard the imam give this commentary, and I'll make it fast. He said it's a translator. He called it the guilty blue eyes. And the imam commented on that. He said blue is skyward. It's in the sky.
Right, brother. Right.
So
brother,
what
yeah.
it's saying is people talking over your head. You know, it's people out in society that always want to talk over somebody's head.
Right. Right.
And the imam said, this is not proper. There are people who want to do that, and then there are people who they can't function unless somebody's standing over them.
Right.
God doesn't
right,
want none of that. God wants you to be responsible. God
right.
wants you to be responsible for your own life, your community life. You are equipped, but you have to have the courage, brothers and sisters. You have to have the courage to stand up for what is truthful and pleasing to God,
right, brother,
and you'll be fine.
Sir. Yes, sir.
Okay,
yes, sir.
So I thank you. I thank all of you, and may God bless you and tune in tomorrow night and all week. The program doesn't last that long. You know, we listen to everything on TV. We watch hours and hours of football.
Yes, sir.
Tell me you don't now. You know, I don't know who you're talking to. And we listen to the local station where they play music for hours and hours. Well, you can spend some time educating yourself,
right.
exposing yourself to new ideas. That's a good use of your time.
Yes,
and then if it benefits you, and you know it benefits, you should support it by donating some money towards it.
Right.
So you have
right.
you can give to this. I mean, there's nothing
yes.
spooky about it. It takes money. It takes money, to establish this kind of thinking in society. But it won't be so hard if we all contribute.
Right.
So with that, I know the people are very intelligent. I thank you all for spending your time listening
you
to us. And may God bless you, and I'll see you to the next program. Okay, brother.
We'll talk
yes,
to you
Yes, sir. We'll be tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
You all
so
have it tomorrow.
Now.
Can you be on tomorrow,
okay.
Brother Bill?
Yes, I can. I can be on tomorrow.
Okay.
Yes, sir, because tomorrow, Sunday, I got a very powerful message for the public, so I need the time
yes,
to prepare for that broadcast. So,
yes,
so I don't
yes,
want to come on at all tomorrow. I want,
okay,
in fact,
brother.
I have another engagement tomorrow. So you
yes,
all
sir.
Handle it tomorrow, and we will have. Also, let us also begin to think about. We want to get on some more non-Muslim guests, because what I want to do,
yes.
I want to hear
yes.
from our non-Muslim people, because I want to know what kind of questions they would, how would they ask, what kind of questions they have for us.
Yes,
and if we have
ma'am.
Some
yes.
of them to pose questions to us as sort of a discussion type approach, it would be able to, so we could go into the medicine cabinet and give them
yes,
a fly.
Yes,
and, you know,
that's
questions like, I'm a Muslim, I'm a person, I'm living in a crime infested neighborhood. What can I do? Let's try to get that kind of discussion on, because we want to be solution oriented. We want to, this is religion means alive. We want to make it alive. So let's let's try to work on that, and we'll work. We'll have our conference call tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
And,
in the morning. 9:00
9:30 Thank you all.
What time is it now? 9:30 10:30
Is it 10:30 What time is it?
Oh, it was 10:30 last time, right?
Let's do. Let's take 10:30 Give the ma'am some rest time, and let's do 10:30 tomorrow. And would you, Brother Bill, close us out?
Who you want to close out?
Go ahead on, Brother Bill.
Let Brother Bill close it out.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Yes,
sir. It's a dua or a prayer. It's just a prayer that we.
Yes, sir. Let's
we
close
can
it
never
out.
Go wrong for asking for God's guidance.
No, sir. We never go wrong.
Never.
Okay. In the name of God, most gracious, most merciful, all praise are due to God, the Lord and cherisher of all the worlds. O God, help us and guide us and give us strength and courage and help us to be patient and help us represent properly the message of our great liberator in chief, Imam W.D. Muhammad. Have mercy on him, forgive him all his sins, and grant him a place close to Prophet Muhammad in the paradise. Thank you, dear beloved people. Help the people,
thank
guide
you.
Them, give them strength. Amen.
Amen. Brother Imam, Brother Bill, may Allah continue to bless each and work, everyone. I'd like to
thank you all so much
again. Eid Mubarak, and don't forget to vote. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Imam. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Bill. And assalamu alaikum to the video listening on. May God peace be upon you.